now going to be welcoming on the phone with us is Becky Barnhart from the Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Before we get to talking about all the great animals down there, do we have any happy adoption stories? And also, you guys are always accepting donations, correct?
Really pretty little tan dog that was one of our favorites out there, and she was adopted by a really neat young family, husband and wife, and a little boy. And if you look at the picture on Facebook, you can tell it's going to be just a sweet, sweet situation. Things have been kind of slow with adoptions, but this is not something we get too overly concerned with this time of year, because with school starting, people have other things on their minds and priorities, and you know, trying to get the children back into school and babysitting set up, and just lots of extra expense this month. And so bringing home a new pet maybe not be something when they want to add to their budget. But things calm down after school gets started, and then we can start to see the adoptions pick up again. I was thinking about some of the adoptions that happened over the summer, and of course with school being out, a lot of our pets probably have gotten very used to us being home with them all the time,
right,
and love it. You know they love it, but with school starting back up and many of the children going back to their on-site learning, maybe our pets are getting lonely. So maybe a new toy certainly wouldn't hurt to kind of keep them energized and interested and not get into some mischief that might get them into bad, bad trouble.
Right.
So, I thought
end
about
up gnawing
that
on the couch, you know.
yeah, that's true, doing all those kind of things. But anyway, so adoptions maybe aren't as plentiful as we hope, but we know that's going to change. And speaking about donations, we have a new litter of kittens that came in, so we're running low on our kitten chow, because we do try to provide the kittens and the puppies with their special food. So we always get lots of nice donations for the adult dogs and cats, and we certainly appreciate that. But sometimes we forget about the little guys. So we would be asking that maybe we get some puppy chow in right now and some kitten chow. Toys, we always love our toys and the treats. They go through treats quite a bit and pretty fast. We give the animals treats every time we take them out of their kennel and do something with them. When they come back in, there's a treat waiting for them. It's kind of the incentive to get them to want to go back into their kennel. And, of course, they enjoy it, too. So any of those things we always ask for, we appreciate. Donations have still been very nice all summer long. And even though our doors have not always been open to the public as much as we like, we still have a lot of fine people out there that are sending money, or they're just dropping us off treats. And thank you very much for that. We do appreciate it.
All right. So again, those donations, you guys, I know you definitely appreciate that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So let us find out who is out there at the pound, and let's go ahead and start with the doggos this time.
All right. We're going to start with the dogs, and I'm going to start with Mickey. Mickey is an older dog. Mickey's owner passed away. He and his brother Max were brought into the shelter, and a family came in and adopted Max, but Mickey is still with us. He is up to date on his rabies until next month, and then he would need his rabies shot, but he's already been neutered. He's a very sweet older dog, and a lot of times people are looking just for that older dog so they don't get into mischief, as we were speaking earlier. So Mickey's first, Polly, is a white and brown heeler mix. She's about 6 months old. Heelers, as we know, are very intelligent, lots of energy, so that's the kind of family that would need to think about that. We have Rain with us. Rain is up to date on her shots, and she's spayed. She's a lab mix. She's white and cream in color, and we think her to be about 5 years old. One of the issues with Rain is that when, of course, she was brought in, she was able just to pretty much run loose on her own, so she's afraid of the leash. So we're trying to help her learn to walk on a leash, and you know, if you want to walk with your dog, of course, they've got to be able to do the leash. So Rain might be someone, perfect for someone that lives out in the country and wouldn't want her to be on the leash. But she's a beautiful dog, a very nice dog, a yellow lab mix, and just has issues with the leash right now.
Okay.
We have Manny, a 2-year-old neutered lab mix, chocolate in color, white spot on his chest. Super intelligent, very patient, loving. His problem is he likes to climb fences, so there again, he'd need a big, either an extra large, big, tall fence, or live out where he can kind of roam around and not be secluded in a in a pen. We have Hanky. Hanky's our sweet old gentleman, over 8 years old, came in, had the worst hair, matted hair mess I think we've ever seen. We were able to get him shaved down and the fleas fixed and overgrown toenails. And now he's had all his dental work done. And they had to remove quite a few, but he still can, you know, function just fine. He's an older guy, but he deserves better than what he's had. So if anyone is interested in Hanky, please give Brad a call. He's a beautiful dog. He's kind of a reddish, wire-haired dog. We've got a couple of other heater pups. They're both males, about 6 months old. One of them is black with white and tan markings, and Thor is white with some blue tick and brown, black markings. They're beautiful and very smart. We had a litter of six that came in. The girls were able to go to a rescue, but the three boys are still with us. They are a collie mix. Two of them are black with a little bit of white, and then the other is white with a little bit of black. Very pretty dogs, very pretty puppies. We've got a little Ruby Rose, and she's a four-year-old brindle with her ears sticking straight up, and she's just cute as she can be. She's up to date on her rabies, and going to be around 50 pounds. And the last one of our dogs is Charlotte, very playful. She's a lab mix, black with some little teddy bear ears, we call them. She's around 2 years old. So that's the group we have for the dogs. Now, the cats, Turtle and Sox are still with us. And as we know, they're the kind of the shy boys of the group. But we have had them neutered so they could go home with whoever selects them. They can go with them that day because they are fixed and ready to go. And we've talked about their great personality, how they, you know, start off being Mr. Shy and wouldn't have anything to do with, especially Turtle. He's now popping out popping out from underneath his blanket, or it's become a game. That's just all there is to it.
He comes out and goes, meow, 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 starts talking. I'm guessing he talks quite a bit.
Yeah. He just now thinks it's funny to pop out at you. So he's a hoot. I enjoy Turtle. And Sox looks just like him and is not quite as the character that Turtle is. But gosh, I wish we could get Turtle home because he's a one cool cat. And then we also have Liz, gorgeous gray and black tabby. She's about 3 years old. And Goose is also a four-year-old black male that we also had. He's short-haired. We also had him neutered. So Goose could also go home with you the day of selection. So that's kind of fun, too, because sometimes people don't realize you may select an animal, but if they're old enough, they must be spayed or neutered before they leave us. And kind of disappointing, especially to the kids sometimes, but it's all for the best. That way we don't have unwanted litters. And then the last cat we have is Petra, I guess how he's pronouncing it, yellow and white female. She's also an older cat, 7 years old. Very affectionate. So that's the group that we've got. We probably have some names that you all recognize because, as I said, things have been slower. But you can go to our Facebook page and see their pictures. And if you go to CFA, which stands for Coffeeville Friends of Animals, you can see these animals and kind of see what's been going on at the shelter. Our phone number is 620-252-6060. Brad has got us open again in the afternoons, and we please ask that you wear a mask to come in. If you want to come out and walk through, we're there every day of the week except for Sunday and Monday afternoons. He's leaving that closed so we can continue with our deep cleaning. But he's always available by appointment. So call the shelter if you want to come out and take a gander. Here's probably the best news of all with the college starting their classes again. We have had a great number of students wanting to volunteer and come to the shelter, and it's just been fantastic because it gives them something positive and good to do, and we appreciate it. We know sports and activities at the college have kind of been curtailed, so they have some extra time on their hand, and I think it's fantastic they've chosen to do service in the community. And I know they've done some other things around too, but we've got a great number coming to the shelter volunteering. I just can't say enough how wonderful that is to see those young people out there and realizing animals are fun and affectionate, but they're also a lot of work.
Very true, but it sounds like lots of kids from the school stepping up to help you guys out, and of course, I mean, they probably enjoy that very much, just being able to hang around the animals as well.
You know, they've had to leave home and leave their pet at home, mm-hmm. and That's rough on them sometimes, especially when it's they're pretty stressed right now, getting to the rhythm of college day. So,
right, exactly.
We're glad we're there to. We're glad they're there, and they're glad we're there. Whatever.
Exactly. Everybody's just kind of holding everybody else up.
Everybody's glad. There you go.
Everybody makes everybody else glad. So there we go. All right. Well, Becky, thank you so much for coming on today. And if anybody does have questions, how can they get a hold of you? And where is the shelter located at?
Okay, the shelter is on the way to South Coffeyville, and there's a sign that I say it looks about the size of a Band-Aid, but it's a little green sign that says Animal Shelter. And if they will go east on that county road, they will see our building, and it's a little white building, big, beautiful signs. There's Coffeyville Friends of Animals on it, and that's also across the street from the Waterways Treatment Plant. And the phone number, like I said, is 620-252-6060. Contact us through Facebook. That's what young people kind of know more than anything. Mm-hmm. Contact us through the Facebook page. Tell us you're interested in an animal or coming out volunteering, or maybe you've got some donations you'd not like to know when's a good time to drop off. So we appreciate all the help from the community, as always.
All right. Well, again, Becky, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it. And we will talk to you again next week.
All right. You guys take care.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
All right. You have a happy Labor Day. Again, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, everybody,
all right.
Be safe.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, that is Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Always enjoy talking to her every week about the great animals out there at the shelter. Let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this kind of overcast Friday Eve.